Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey, and I am bringing you another episode here today, daily. It was a little bit tough for me. I had work this morning. I got a call from my second job, went straight to the second job, but I found a little break here that I'm able to get an episode recorded. It might sound a little bit different. Because I'm recording in my car, which I have not done since the very beginning of this podcast. But yeah, that's what today calls for. But I don't want to miss a day, so here I am. Enough about my work life, though. Let's get into what we're here for. That is fun and games. And the first thing I want to let you know about is if you happen to be a Switch player, there is an update today. No downtime is needed, but you might need to restart your game to get the update. So keep that in mind if you're playing on the Switch. Just restart your game real quick. That way you'll catch that update and be able to play all the new fun stuff. Alrighty, let's see here. This is something else that I've noticed. I especially noticed this yesterday. I was playing with a squad of guys, and man, I was not playing well, and nobody else on my squad was playing well. We kept picking up shotguns, and it seemed like everybody we were playing against was picking up SMGs. And I've seen a lot of pros complaining about this, but even after the SMG nerfs, players are still feeling that the game is unbalanced right now towards SMGs. It seems like, they already nerfed the SMGs a little bit, and Epic seems to, have the idea that people are thinking that all the SMGs are too OP, so they nerfed them a little bit. I still don't think it's quite enough. I don't think they need to nerf the SMGs a little bit more. I think if they just buffed the shotguns, they'll back up a little bit. You know, gave them a little bit more damage again and a little less pause between shots again, then it would feel a little bit more balanced out if they went ahead and did that. So hopefully they'll get that into the game soon. Let's see here, what else? So tomorrow, guys, is the week 4 challenges are going to be up, so be looking forward for that to that episode tomorrow so I can tell you all the challenges that we're going to get. Today, I have a tip, and this tip comes from Questing Knight, so let's get to that.
Hey Mikey, Questing Knight here. I'd just like to share a quick tip that saved me in the late game several times. So whenever you get to the spot you want to build your fort, place a floor, then a bouncer, then you can easily bounce up and spam walls all around you. Not only does this help get your fort up really fast, because you can, like I just said, just look one way, spam, bounce from the bouncer, spam walls, and just repeat that four times. Then place a floor and a stair when you get to the top. This also helps save mats, so you don't have to build a stair and a floor each time. And if someone decides to shoot you down, you'll just pop back down on that bouncer and pop back up. I mean, you won't have a fort, but you can build one pretty fast, as I just said. And at least you won't be dead.
All right, and that was our tip from Questing Knight. Thank you, Questing Knight, for that tip. Helps me out, especially since I didn't have much time today between the two jobs to look up any more tips to give you. But Questing Knight came through and gave us one there. We've kind of talked about something similar to this before when the ATK first came out this season. I gave you that tip to use the bouncer on top of the ATK to do that. Questing Knight brings up a good point that you can also use the bouncer trap for that as well. The other thing I want to mention is that so you don't have to necessarily bounce up and down 4 times to get the wall spammed all the way to the top. If you happen to be really quick and really fast, you can go back and forth between two sides while you're going up and get a couple more walls up that way, so that way you could get them up even a little bit faster. Alrighty, let's see here. What else did I want to get to? I think that's all I have for that. I'm not going to bring you the item shop today, guys. Didn't really have time to look at them. I'm not going to have them this time around, but I'll bring them to you again tomorrow. So let's get to some reviews. We got some reviews again. This is actually day 3. I didn't read the reviews yesterday because we had a update, and it was a couple hours after recording the day before's episode. So let's get into our reviews here. Again, this is day number 3 of the streak. The first one up is from Biggest KT4Q, and titled, "This Podcast is Dank," and of course it is a 5-star review, and they said, "I enjoy this podcast a lot." That is awesome, Biggest KT4Q. I'm glad you enjoy it a lot. Let's get to another one here. This one comes from Novocaine underscore one. You might recognize that name. He's contributed to the show a lot in the past, and I have mentioned him a lot in the past because we've played a lot together, and we've gotten some wins and duos and squads together. So good guy here. Let's see here. He titled his Mikey. Mikey is the man. Great content daily. What more could you ask for? Keep up the great work, brother. Alrighty, Novocaine, I sure will. You guys also head over to Novocaine. He does a Twitch as well, and he also does a YouTube. Look up the, for him, put A Novak 1. It's A-N-O-V-A-K number 1. And then, you'll be able to find him as well. The next one comes up from Tyrannosaurus Rix, and they titled theirs, "Awesome. This podcast has been awesome to listen to on a day-to-day basis. It has helped me at big time. It has helped me out big time with challenges and giving tips on gameplay. Keep making awesome content." All right, man. I sure will. Hopefully you will think I'm making great content as well. That's what I plan on doing anyways. Let's see here. Yeah, guys, thank you for those 5-star reviews. We're gonna get to some more. We're getting pretty close to 100 now, I think. So keep sending those in. Head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. Remember, you will get that five. If you leave a 5-star rating with a written review, you'll get shouted out here on the show. Follow me over on Twitch. Because I'm between the two jobs today, I went straight from my first job to the second job, and I'm not going to get home until about 2 a.m. I'm not streaming tonight, but follow me over on Twitch. That way you can catch me the next time I am on the stream. Let's see here. Join the Discord. A lot of people are starting to get a little bit more active over in the Discord, so we're having a good time over there. So go ahead and check that out. We got a call here from Questing Knight. He left a voice message. I haven't mentioned it in a while, but yeah, go ahead and download that Anchor app. If you want to call into the show, you download that Anchor app, search for Daily Fortnite, and click that call-in button, and you'll be able to leave a message on the show. Alrighty, guys, that's all I have for you tonight. I'll bring you a more regular episode tomorrow where I'll be able to record, sitting pretty and nice and cozy at home. That way we can have a nice, good quality episode. Alrighty, guys, until then, have fun. Be safe and don't get lost in the storm.